I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The latest Alabama inmate seeking freedom from death row says the state is wrongfully ignoring his claims of innocence while his health fails. Donis Musgrove maintains the state is arguing about technicalities rather than addressing legitimate concerns about his 1988 conviction and death sentence. Musgrove was sentenced to die for the killing of Coy Eugene Barron in 1986. His attorneys maintain the prosecution falsified evidence. They're asking a federal judge in Birmingham to overturn Musgrove's conviction. His attorneys filed a brief late Friday accusing the state of failing to address questions about his innocence. Musgrove is trying to become the third inmate freed from Alabama's death row since April. Alabama is preparing for the arrival of more Republicans vying for the GOP presidential nomination. Tomorrow, Dr. Ben Carson will be arriving in Montgomery, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz will be in Tuscaloosa. However, their events are expected to be smaller than GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's event over the weekend in Mobile. While in town, Trump played up his connection to a hometown politician.
We have a great politician here. We have a man here who really helped me, and he's the one person I sought his counsel. Because he's been so spot on. He's so highly respected. Has anybody ever heard of Senator Jeff Sessions?
Trump's rally drew around 30,000 people to Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush will be attending an event in Birmingham Wednesday. A voter registration event is taking place tomorrow in Dale County. The Alabama Secretary of State's office is putting on the event at the Midland City Town Hall tomorrow at 10. Secretary of State John Merrill says these registration events will allow more Alabamians to register to vote and participate in future elections.
We want to make it convenient, so we're taking voter registration drives to Walmart. We're taking them to churches on Sunday afternoons in between services. We want to make it as convenient as possible for all eligible, qualified voters to have the opportunity to register.
Merrill says all Alabamians need to get registered to vote as a valid form of identification, such as a driver's license. Clear skies in the Tennessee Valley tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Clear skies as well in central Alabama tonight with lows in the lower 60s. And partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the mid-70s. Currently 95 degrees in Mobile, 93 in Selma, 90 in Tuscaloosa and Montgomery, 88 in Jasper and Birmingham, 84 in Huntsville, and 82 in Florence. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.